The chain reaction is on at Essendon. So there's no point sort of dancing around this. Sam Edmund, welcome back.
Good to be here, Jared.
So Neil Mitchell has reported that Ben Rutten has been replaced as Essendon coach, or his tenure has been ended, and that Daniel Jown, Syracuse, is going to coach the last game of the season. I've been sent that information, but I can't verify it. I haven't got it from a second source.
A bit so the same.
That you is, can't. Yeah.
So if we put our cards on the table here, that has been murmured throughout the morning. Cannot confirm with sources that we would be happy to have it confirmed with, so we haven't reported it, but it's been stated as fact by Neil Mitchell that Daniel G and Syracuse will take over in a caretaker capacity this weekend, as reported by him, and that Ben Rutten has been told he will not be coaching this weekend. What we can say, or what I can say as absolute fact, is that Paul Brasher is no longer the chairman of the Essendon Football Club. David Barham, the favourite, to take over there. And that decision was made yesterday before the loss to Port Adelaide from Paul Brasher's point of view. And that, as we said earlier, centred on a lot of the angst over the review that they conducted that was internal. And a lot of forces on the board wanted it to be external. And that has been a bridge they haven't been able to get across together. So that angst still remains. I don't know how, I can't get my head around the fact that if they were to conduct an external review now, the timing is deplorable. There's no way you can run an external review in full process, get the results, then seek to make the changes that are recommended in the review. There's just no time for that if we're talking senior coaches, assistant coaches. So, but if we're changing leadership at a club, Jared, that's when we know that all bets are off, all positions are under review, because we don't know what the new president may or may not be thinking.
I think what I can say with confidence is if a board under new leadership has decided to make a play at Alistair Clarkson today, then that undermines the incumbent to the point where you're moving him on. Mm. So you have to make that cold decision at the board table. Are we making a run at this? And if we are making a run at it, it means we've left Ben Rutten as a lame duck.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just getting text messages galore here. There's been a lot of smoke right throughout the morning, and even going back to last night, Jared. So we said earlier it is a rapidly unfolding situation, and this would appear to be the case. We know the president's changed, a new president coming in. Does it extend to the coach? It's been reported that it has, and we'll seek to confirm that as much as we can. And if it has, then the players will be told in the not-too-distant future, and then everyone will know. Who knows where we go from here and what it might mean for Alistair Clarkson, who is waiting at the wings and almost in the door at North Melbourne. That's everything we hear. Do Essendon make a run for it, a swing for home at the last bend?
Yes, it's a difficult the story mind boggles, to cover the imagination. Live to air, isn't it? Yeah. Because people aren't answering phones at all. How good's your information?
Well, people listening are like us at the moment. I mean, the imagination, you know, you get carried away. You run the process and you cast your eye forward to what might happen from here if you are at Essendon. But at the moment, Jared, it's a rapidly unfolding situation. That's about all I think we are comfortable in saying.
Yes, yeah. So you go back and work the phones, and we'll see how we go with confirmation as the day goes on.
Cheers, Jared.
All right, so that's what we know, and then that's what's been reported elsewhere. So we'll stay across it. It's a chain reaction. It's been combustible since yesterday, since before the game, and how interesting that the on-field so vividly reflected what was happening behind the scenes. So what has started at the top seems to be zeroed in on the coach's office right now as well.